Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Good evening. Can you hear me, Prophet Uniquely?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear
Amen.
You.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise God. Good evening, good morning. Whatever time zone you're on, just know that we're on God's timing. So we welcome you, amen, to our Blog Talk Radio station. We bless God for the people here who have allowed God to use them to be of help and even being willing with God, amen, and what he wants to do in all of us. And so it's a privilege and an honor to be here on tonight. I am Prophet Gabrielle. I will be one of your speakers, also along with my sister in Christ, Prophet Uniquely Chosen as well. Amen. Glory be to God. And we bless God for our ministry, Eagles Wings Ministries International. We are a church with and without walls. Amen. Well, God is the one who reigns. Amen. He's the one that's sovereign. We are just willing vessels. And so before we get started, amen, we want to start out with prayer because we believe in doing things in decency and in order. Father God, we bless you on tonight. We surrender ourselves unto you, Lord, completely, totally, Lord, without any rebellion, no restraints, no bucking, no resistance. We just surrender, we just yield, and we give in, Lord, and we give up to you, and we surrender all wholeheartedly, Lord, not half-heartedly and not even lukewarm. For we do not desire, Father God, to be spit back out. And so, Father God, we bind up any satanic strategies against this radio station, against the people over the radio station, against electronics, Lord. We bind up satanic strategies, Father God, of confusion and frustration or signals being lost and calls being faded or dropped. But, Father God, in Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus against satanic tactics, and we say, Satan, you or your cohorts, your wimps, are not allowed here. We will continue to do what thus says the Lord says do with now faith. And so, Lord, we loose now faith in this service. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for your archangels and your minister angels being here. We thank you for the change that's happening in our life, starting with us in the church. Thank you, Lord. We release our now faith. We come with a spirit of expectation and anticipation, and we pull on you, God, and say, Lord, nevertheless, not our will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Again, we bless God. We just want to exalt God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here, for your presence being here, because if God is not in a place, we're in trouble. Hallelujah. That means we're out of his will. We're not led by him. And we thank God for, again, the people here at Blog Talk Radio Station for even allowing us the privilege and the honor and opportunity to minister to the souls being used by God only and not God's or Satan. And we also want to acknowledge our spiritual leaders, Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree, bless you. And we also want to acknowledge you all and thank God for the woman of God who will be tag teaming with me tonight, Prophet Uniquely Chosen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we bless God. And also, just to let you know, give you a heads up, you hear us mentioning it throughout the service. Amen. If the number to dial, amen, if you can get the word out, if you're on your laptop or whatever you're doing, let people know about what God is doing right now in this hour, is 347-945-5416. And if you would like to comment or receive prayer, the number to dial and press is 1. Amen. Amen. So tonight, amen, we'll be talking about tag teaming as well, flowing in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And also being mindful, amen, of one another and the time. And so we bless God on tonight. The Lord said, let's talk about us in the church. You know, everybody has something to say about us in the church. Amen. But we come to talk about us in the church. God wants to mention to us in a good way. Not in the, we know what's the bad part and stuff we need to upgrade on, amen, that God wants to deal with us with. But tonight is a night of encouragement and also to remind you, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Because when you said yes to the Lord said, give them details and ingredients of what your yes entails of. Hallelujah. He said, we need to understand what saying a yes to me, not me, the person, but me, God, means. Hallelujah. He said, let me show you, my prophet, what it means when you tell me yes. Glory be to God. You know, because we find it offensive. If somebody told you yes, they was going to do something for you, and they only do 10% of it out of the 100, we're going to be feeling some type of way. There's going to be some emotions rising up, and we want to hear explanation. And the explanation better exceed the emotions we feeling. Hallelujah. And they better have a way that they're going to make up for that, right? Hallelujah. Or else it's not going to be heaven to pay, as you hear them saying, but you just know You better have a reason and also a method to how you're going to make up for that. So God is the same way. When we say yes unto God, we just can't say yes from the waist up. We just can't say yes from our ankle down. You just can't say yes from your wrist down to your nail. You have to say yes from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You just can't do lip service in the church and say yes. It has to be heart and mind walking in unity, not just with your mouth, but being doers. And so tonight, we want to encourage you all, and even if you're thinking about giving your life to the Lord or rededicating yourself and you're getting convicted already, that's the Holy Ghost, amen, because there's no condemnation to those that are called according to his purpose. And do not allow guilt, shame, or embarrassment in. One thing I'll share, and then my sister in Christ here, Prophet Uniquely, can also tag team too. The first thing the Lord gave me was, when you say yes to him, one of the things, the ingredients of saying yes is spiritual warfare. Because Ephesians 6 and 12, I'm reading from King James Version, and then I'll say the Amplified. I love how Amplified breaks it down too. King James Version said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, watch how Amplified breaks it down. Amplified Version said, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places." I pray that you caught that by your spirit, because Amplify, it said our struggle. So that's powerful right there. Let's pause right there. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. So when your mother said those words to you that hurt you so bad, that of abortion, about how she wished she wouldn't have had you, when your father said you're nothing like your mother, and when they left you in a drug house, or when they let her boyfriend touch on you and you told her what he did, your struggle, even though you was a little child, you didn't know about demonic spirits or evil, wicked spirits, your struggle wasn't even with your mother. That was not, your mother wasn't driving herself. See, a human being cannot drive themselves to do evil. Spirits, evil, wicked spirits, demons and devils drive people. You know how they were able to drive your mother or your father? Because they saw the open wound of hurt in your mother and father. They saw where your mother and father were vulnerable at, because they hadn't went to the Lord and let the Lord help them yet. Glory be to God. And prayerfully, they've done so by now, if they're still living. Glory be to God. But he said, we come to encourage you. First of all, when you say yes to the Lord, remember, in your past, this is why you ought not to despise your past. Because your struggle that you went through, it wasn't even about your spiritual siblings or concerning them. Because, see, they're flesh and blood. We're not talking about as far as family members, but talking about physical bodies. They're just flesh and blood. See, spirits, evil, wicked spirits, just like God and Satan, they look for vessels to use. That's what they look for. Whether you know the truth or not about them, they still look for vessels to use and will use you and drive you and control you, meaning you don't get a say-so. You don't get a say-so. See, God said he created us to be free will moral agents. But Satan says, I'm not asking you. I'm not giving you a choice. I'm going to put it in your face. I'm going to tempt you with it. I'm going to hit you with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to find a way to be strategic about it at that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to use your mother, your father, your sister, your boyfriend, whoever, your husband, your wife, your school teacher that you thought was just, you was her favorite, all that. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use your cheerleader coach. I'm going to use the guy that's interested in you. I'm going to use your spiritual leader. I'm going to use anybody I can that's connected to you, because that's just how I am. Because, see, he's in the spirit, and he needs to use earthly bodies. And it said, but against the rulers, the powers, against the world forces of this the present darkness. So that means the spirits that's here, Satan and his wimps, as I call them, that's who you're wrestling against. Because, see, it's not that your family members or your mother and father hated you, even though they said out of hurt. Remember, don't take that to heart. Because when you said yes to God, that means you have to also forgive them for that, because they don't know what they was doing at that time. They really don't. Glory be to God. And if they've given their life to Christ, they can look back and say, I wasn't even in my own mind. Something was possessing me. They don't even know what it was, but they just knew it was evil and wicked. Hallelujah. So you're not wrestling with people. You have to remember that, because remember, go back to Jesus Christ. He wasn't wrestling with people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he didn't even play with demons. Prophet Uniquely, what you want to say about that? Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That is some strong stuff right there that you just said. Oh, my goodness. Well, praise God.
Praise God.
I think that what we have to understand and know, you know, is who we are. You know, who we are in God. Just who we are, period. And I just want to go back and just touch on one of the things that you said. Last week I spoke on, last week or the week prior to that, I spoke on how the enemy will come in and get to you in your childhood. So his primary goal was to attack you even while you were in your mother's womb, if I can just go that deep into that.
Amen.
That's why, you know, it's so important when they say, you know, not to smoke, not to drink, make sure you take your vitamins and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's naturally, you know, for the effects naturally, but also you have to look at that thing spiritually too, because if you drink, if you smoke, if you do those kind of things, those are entryway portals for the enemy to attack the fetus, if I can go into that. And I'm really not trying to be too deep this evening, but if I can go that way, those are just different gateways and portals that the enemy can even get to the baby that way, prior to you even getting here. And so if we just understand that the enemy's primary goal is to get you even while you're in your mother's womb, and also when you are birthed out, he knows you. He knows who you are. He knows you better than you know yourself. He better than you know yourself. He has strategically devised plans, plots, and schemes for your life. For your life. And it starts in the childhood. So that's why when Prophet was saying, you know, when you're, no, it's not about your parents. It's not about those, you know, those people who have, you know, done evil things to you, whether it's, you know, come through molestation or, you know, physical abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse. Yeah, they're being used, but understand they're being used by the enemy to attack you in your childhood. And that's where then you have these different, you know, rejection, abandonment, you know, these different fear, doubt, all of that stuff happens in the childhood. And then as you grow up, these are things that you have to deal with: anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts. It all stems from our childhood. And if it's not dealt with, you're going to have a heck of a time in life, period. If we don't let God deal with that and come in and have a, I'm talking about, you have to have an encounter with God, an encounter with the Holy Spirit to heal those wounds and to heal those hurts and to dig up those roots that the enemy has planted there in your childhood. In your childhood. So this is, and my God, sis, that's just, and so it's so important when you talk about God, let your will be done in my life. No longer my will, but let your will be done in my life. No, I don't want to do my will. I don't want to walk in my permissive will, but I want your will to be done in my life. When you say those words out of your mouth, you better be prepared, because he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And so he'll take you back. He'll take you back into your childhood, because those are things that you're going to have to face. You're going to have to face those things that has taken place in your childhood, so that way you can become who you are in God, so that he can strip back those the pills of the onion pills off of you because you're there. You're there. You just have all these layers on you. But he will take piece by piece, peel off those layers off of you. And then you'll bloom into who you are already. Because you're there, it's in you. It's in you. But the enemy has devised those plans, strategic, and to destroy you. Mm-hmm. But God says not so. God says not so. So we just bless God. I bless God tonight for what's taking place and for what he's doing. For what he's doing, because we need this in this hour, prophet. We need the people to understand who they are in God.
Amen.
We need them to understand who they are in God and what it all entails when you give that yes. What that means when you say yes. Because there's going to be some things you're going to have to give up.
Amen. We have a bell. I heard someone, prophet, we have a bell right quick, and that bell just means someone either wants prayer or have a question. Amen. Okay. So, hello, caller. Okay, we'll get back. Amen.
Amen.
Hello, someone ring the bell? Amen. Hello, good evening.
Yes, praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
If somebody else on there, too, I'll let them go first.
Okay, amen, amen. Hello, the other person, amen.
No, it's just 917. 917.
Okay.
New York.
917, I'm on the
ear. Yeah, you got some background noise.
Okay, hold on 1 minute. Let me take care of that. Wait.
Okay.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, y'all lining up tonight. Y'all lining up in my sermon today. I don't know how y'all did this, but y'all got, oh,
hello.
My God.
God, it was all God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, God did it. God did it.
God Amen. Did it. Yes, he did.
And we celebrate
yes.
with you. Amen. Good evening. Yes.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm a first-time caller.
Bless you. Welcome. Glad to have you.
Yes. And I'm just enjoying the word and everything, and oh, my God, oh, Lord, it's just been awesome and everything. I had received the number earlier, and I just wanted prayer and somebody to pray with me and just minister me how way the Lord would lead them to minister to me. And, you know, and that's it. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York, a first-time caller. God bless you. I love everybody, and this really been blessing my spirit.
Amen. God bless you. Sure, no problem. Do you mind if you have your name? Or?
Andrew Coleman.
Andrew?
Uh-huh. Andrew Coleman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Was there anything specific or did you just general?
Well, it's general, but sometimes we be talking and a lot of times God be trying to talk. So I just listen to what God is saying.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll lift you up in prayer, and then prophet uniquely, if the Lord gives you something after we pray and stuff, you are at liberty to flow in the Holy Ghost. Amen for this man of God.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Andrew Coleman unto you. And Father God, we stand together in faith, for you said in your word, where two or three are gathered together, your name, so shall it be. And in Jesus' name, we defend and block in the name of Jesus. We defend this man of God, and we rebuke the spirit of confusion and frustration. But Father God, you are not the author of confusion or frustration. As a matter of fact, we remove every cloud of doubt, unbelief, fear, worrying, and stress and concern concerning his next move, concerning, Lord, what you would have in store for him and what do you want him to do in this season. We command his eyes to begin to see in your spirit, Lord. We command his ears to begin to hear in the name of Jesus. And we command his mouth to begin to praise and worship you and dance like David danced, but with now faith that it is already done. Father God, in the name of Jesus, minister to his heart on tonight, not just in this service, but even tonight, Lord. Speak to him like you did Samson. Call his name in Jesus' name. Call him to draw nigh unto you as you draw nigh unto him, that whatsoever he asks and is in need of, that shall he receive in Jesus' name. No more will he be hindered, frustrated, or blocked by the enemy.
Yes.
But this day, we kick down the doors and open every door, Father God, that
yes.
you say needs to be open for him to see and hear what you need him to see and hear. In Jesus'
yes.
name, build him up, Lord,
yes.
in the most holy faith. And, Lord, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, reveal to him his identity.
Yes.
We rebuke the
yes.
matter and the issue of identity crisis. And this night,
yes.
we decree and declare that his identity shall be made known from you, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus'
yes.
name, consume him with your love. Build him in faith.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, establish yourself, Lord, in his life. In Jesus'
yes.
name,
yes.
it is so. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. God bless you, Andrew Coleman. Amen. I do see
yes.
in the spirit that the Lord he wants to build you up. Amen. And that to be encouraged is what I heard. Be encouraged because God is going to consume you with his love, and he wants to build you up. Amen. And he says you are a man. Hallelujah. Regardless of what happened or your past and things like that, he said you are a man. Hallelujah. And he's going to establish you as the man he created you to be. Amen. Regardless
yes.
of what everybody else said that affected your
yes.
heart, God is saying, I still said you are a man. Regardless and in spite of. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Prophet Uniquely, did you have anything for him?
Yes. Hallelujah. Let me just, Father God, we just bless you, Lord. And
yes.
Lord, I call forth, Lord, your eternal purposes for his life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let
yes,
your
Lord.
Plans come forth in his life and overtake him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father, for divine instruction. Lord God,
yes.
I pray for divine direction, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I bind his mind to the mind of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, I call down your fire, oh God. Let your fire consume
yes.
his life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray now, Lord God, that tonight, Lord, he will never be the same, Lord. You have established him on tonight, Father, in the earth realm as well as the spiritual realm, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for touching him, oh God. Thank you, Father, for touching his heart, oh God. Thank
yes.
you, Lord, for touching his mind, oh God. I thank
yes.
you, Lord God, that tonight, oh God, his ears is tuned in to the voice of God and not that
yes.
of a stranger, oh God. In the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord God,
yes.
his ears are tuned in to you, oh
yes.
God. In the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus, thank you for new heights, oh God. Thank you for
yes.
new depths in you, Father God. Thank
yes.
you for new dimensions in you, oh God. Thank you for
yes.
new realms in you, Father God. I thank
yes.
you, Lord God, that the enemy, Lord God, the wicked bands of the enemy has been ripped off of his life now
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I
yes,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord God, that you have canceled every plot, every plan, every scheme,
yes.
every device, Lord God, of the enemy. It has been disintegrated by the
yes.
fire of God in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes,
I bless you tonight, oh God. I
yes.
thank you tonight, oh God. There is no backlash and there is no retaliation. What
yes,
has
Lord.
Been spoken has gone forth, Lord God, and shall take place in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
our prayers are sealed in the apostolic prayer, Father, the
yes,
seal of apostolic Lord, in the blood of
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen. Thank you, Prophet, uniquely for following the voice of the Lord. And Brother, as she was praying for you and we was praying in the spirit, I literally saw a manly figure in the spirit. I saw chains on your hands. The enemy, whatever had you bound, this is what I heard in the spirit, whatever had you bound, I saw a figure, a man-like figure, big like an angel, just chopping off chains off of you, breaking chains off of you. And I saw you begin to be able to praise the Lord and dance because there were some things that let me know in the spirit that had you bound. And these weren't no lightweight chains. They were strong and heavy. And I literally saw them cutting with authority and dominion, breaking those chains off of you, just one hit, boom, boom, and that was it.
You
was free. I thank God and bless God for freeing you indeed tonight. Amen. 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 Bless you. Amen. Amen. And so, amen. Don't forget, people of God, amen, people, we want to encourage you, amen, spread the word, hallelujah. The number to call is 347-945 5416. Glory be to God. And if you have a prayer request or you want to comment, just press 1. Amen. And we'll hear you and get to you right away. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And so continue. Yes, Apostle?
Yes. This is the gentleman that was asked for prayer earlier, right? I just wanted to release him. Still in mind, necessary. Still in mind.
Yes, Andrew Coleman.
Amen. So, Andrew, Brother Andrew.
Are
you still there, Brother Andrew?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Amen, amen. Just wanted to add to what they were saying. Also, to I come against the bloodline that's been passed down to men generations. There's been some things passed down through the bloodline. We're breaking every curse now. And we're changing, and we ask the Lord, as the Lord, we pray that the bloodline be changed, and also that your blood no longer be O positive, A negative, whatever it is, but it will no longer be that, but it should be JC positive. That the blood of Jesus will flow through your new bloodline, that those former curses that were upon the family will no longer be upon you.
Yes, Lord.
There's a generational weight that you're carrying that God has not ordained for you to carry. So we speak and we break against every cord, every weight, every chain, every fetter that was broken, but we destroy, annihilate everything that's been passed down from generation to generation unto you.
Yes.
It will not have you bound any longer. And we speak against every word curse, everything that's been spoken against you over your life and into your life. We uproot the seed of sabotage. We bind up the spirit of sabotage in the name of Jesus. It will not in the name of Jesus. We release the fire in God. Release the power
yes,
of God. Flow into your bloodline now and fall upon your life in the name of Jesus. And we say to you, God, that He will lead Him, and we bind the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord. You are not losing your mind.
Yes, Lord.
You are not losing your mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bind the spirit of every suicidal thought, anything that the enemy is trying to bring against you, to try to make you think that you're losing your mind, but you're not. What
Thank
you
Jesus.
See, it is what you see. You
yes.
can see some things, and you know, as a matter of fact, you can see some things, and you can get a revelation on some things that's going on. It's been hitting you.
Yes.
And they're trying to make you think that you're crazy, but you're not.
Yes.
It is what God says it is. And so we stand and agree with you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the power of the Holy Ghost flowing through our brother now as we touch him with a point of contact. In the name of Jesus, we break through everything that the enemy decided to kill him. Matter of fact, because he tried to kill you two or three different times. But the devil is alive in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your blood that's covering him now. In Jesus' name, we speak into his destiny. We speak into his life. He shall be the man of God. He shall walk in his call in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
he shall be all that you call him to be, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God. Even as you were ministering about saying yes to God, I thank you that your yes will be stronger than the enemy's no. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Hold fast
to
your confidence.
Yes.
Hold fast
to
your profession of faith. Yes to God means yes to his purpose, plan, and will for your life. So let your
yes
be yes and your no be no. Stand your ground. Do not back down. Don't come down. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you all.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. Amen. That's why we need the apostles and prophets. Amen. Tag teaming. Thank God for you backing us up, Apostle. Amen. And standing in with us. And we bless God for you, Andrew Coleman. Amen.
Yes.
We celebrate and rejoice in advance because, as Jesus said, it is finished. It is done.
It is.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. This is a fatality moment for Satan. Amen. You finished in him. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And so continuing on, amen, don't forget, people, we encourage you. The number again is 347-945-0. 5416. And if you would like prayer requests or a comment or you have a question, we welcome you to press the number 1 and we'll answer you right away. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so we're talking about us in the church in a good way, an encouraging way, saying, think before you say yes. Amen. And we're giving you the ingredients as the Lord has given us. Amen. About what saying yes is, what all comes with that. And it's a lot that comes with saying yes. Amen. But is anything too hard for God? No, it's not. Amen. And the next thing that the Lord gave me, he said, when you say yes to me, he said, because a lot of times people say yes with no understanding. They just saying yes because it sounds good and they want to think they pleasing me. He said, but I know your heart. Hallelujah. So when you say yes, also what comes with that is attacks. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Glory be to God. And this is why when people give their life to God or rededicate with wisdom, we always let them know in an understanding, not to scare them, but cause them to don't forget that, yes, we're rejoicing, but now you got to get girded up with your full armor. Because Amen. Every dart or every blow that the enemy can throw at you, he's fearful that you gave your life to God or rededicated yourself. And so now he has to do whatever it takes to get you back. He wants you back, so he feels like every attack we got, let's go, starting with their past, starting with their upbringing, starting with their mother. Let's go there. Let's go as deep as we need to go back. Amen. And so he said attacks because in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 10, I'm going to amplify it here. Glory be to God. It says, we are pressured in every way, hedged in, but not crushed. So you got to know what to speak to Satan. Yes, you put pressure on me, but guess what? I'm still standing. You didn't crush me. It says, we're perplexed, unsure of finding a way out. Yeah, I may not know how this credit score is going to get cleared or how the number is going to go high, but that's not my battle. Hallelujah. I may not know who my husband is going to be. I just know that I gave God my desires, and he's going to give me who I need. Glory be to God. I may not know how I'm going to go from a barren womb to a fruitful womb like Hannah, but I do know that I have faith, okay? Glory be to God. And it said, but not driven to despair. Verse 9 said, hunted down and persecuted, but not deserted to stand alone. So remember that when you hear folks in the church saying, I feel lonely and alone, I'm alone, hallelujah, the devil is a lie. They've been listening to Satan somewhere. They've been getting consumed or have allowed themselves to get consumed in their feelings and emotions, and now you feel in some type of way. Hallelujah. Because God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So who said you was alone? Why would you even entertain that thought? Because if you think about it, when Satan accuses you, brothers, if you notice in the scripture, it never says Satan accuses everybody. It said he accused believers. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. There's a reason why he's accusing believers. So if Satan will accuse a believer, a brother, sister who serves God and gave their life to God 24/7, and God says, I'm not studying it, I'm not taking what you say, I'm going to go by what I see and how I create them to be, why would you entertain Satan and go by what he say or go by what your feelings and emotions say? Don't do that because you're not alone. God doesn't do that with Satan concerning you, so don't do that with Satan concerning God. Hallelujah. It said struck down but never destroyed. Glory be to God. You're still right here. You're still here. So Satan didn't destroy you. He can't destroy you. Because when you look at Job, when you look at Hezekiah, when you look at the Gerasene demoniac, God literally had a conversation with Satan and said, you can do this and that, but you cannot take their life. You're not going to destroy them. Hallelujah, because they don't belong to you. Verse 10, it said, always carrying around in the body the dying of Jesus. So you have to die to yourself. Hallelujah. It says, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be shown in our body. Hallelujah. See, it didn't say so that your flesh and your emotions and opinions can be shown in your body, because in the body of Christ, the truth be told, the majority of us, that's the problem. While the world's saying, look, y'all just like us. What's the difference? Where is your transformation and renewing that? We should be seeing Jesus and this God you say is so powerful. Where is he at? Why hasn't he been shown yet through you in the body? It's because we have to bring subject, flesh, emotions, opinions, glory be to God, and what we think. We have to get rid of religious doctrines and thinking and let go of stinking thinking from past leadership that didn't teach us right. Hallelujah. So attacks is a part of us saying yes. So if you're getting attacked, that means you're moving some weight in the spirit. You're effective, and you're no longer infected. Glory be to God. Prophet, you have something to add on to that? Amen. Okay, prophet. Amen. Prophet, if you don't mind, you heard that bell too. I heard it too.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay, then we'll get right back to you, Prophet, okay? Amen.
Okay.
We had a bell. Amen. Good evening, someone who is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening.
God bless you. How are you guys? God bless you.
We're
too.
Fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just like prayer tonight to help me, you know, have the grace to wait on God when it seems like everyone else around you is getting blessed and moving ahead and stuck.
Oh, I see what's going on with you. Amen. All right, now you're speaking loud and clear, Lord. What, do you mind if we have your name?
No, you can have it, Tennille.
Tennille, okay, amen. Thank you for being willing to share. Okay, amen. While you were talking, hallelujah, you reminded me, I heard just like Peter, amen, glory be to God. There's some things you're asking the Lord for, and you're requiring of the Lord, and the Lord says, I don't mind giving it to you, but you have to be focused on me only.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, your calling and your ministry and what the Lord desires for you to do and what the kingdom is in need of concerning you, everybody else is not qualified for that. So your thing, some of your things may take a little longer and it's coming different ways than what you see other people getting. And the Lord said for you to keep in mind, Tennille, that some people are not getting things the right way either, according to his word. You're just looking at the surface. But God says some of them people you're seeing, they're actually not even getting things or waiting on him. They're going the microwave way. So we want to encourage you. I hear in the spirit, keep staying in the oven bake. Keep staying in the oven going through the process. Because if you, I don't know if you noticed, but when you beat that gold and it goes through that heat at the hottest, glory be to God, when it comes out, it's as pure refined gold. Glory be to God. And so the problem is here, your focus. So you let the enemy talk to you and whisper and say stuff to you and stuff like that, that God is saying, that's not my word. That's not my word. Because you remember, Tennille, God is faithful to perform just what he said, even concerning you. He don't forget nobody. He's a busy God, but guess what? He still don't forget you. Hallelujah. Because, you know, humans, we get busy and we'll forget you. We sure will. But when it's something we look at as important, we say, why you forgot us? Forgetting that we did the same thing to you. Amen. So, Tennille, we're going to pray for you, but we want to encourage you. The Lord is saying shift your focus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He says shift your focus, and the Lord says get to know him. Hallelujah. He wants you to understand how he does things. Because I will share with you, I'm still, I watch a lot of people in the church, amen, even in the world that getting married and having children and getting things and cars, you name it, before me. But the thing is, I rejoice with them. Because you know what? Yeah. By me rejoicing from my heart, meaning I'm not expecting mine to come quicker, God says, I'll get you yours to you. I'll pull you up to top priority because you're doing it from the heart. You're not doing it selflessly. Or you're not doing it saying, when my turn going to be?
Yeah.
Or you're not doing it saying, hold on, they were just sleeping with that person last night. Now, Lord, how you going to do that when I've been over here holding out? Amen. So, Tennille, we're going to pray for you. Be encouraged. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Tennille, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for you speaking to her, Lord. We're just here to stand and build her up and edify and give her what you say. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of selfishness in Jesus' name. We bind up loneliness in the name of Jesus. Satan, we're not asking you. We don't plead with you. We come together as God's prophets and as his sent and chosen ones in Jesus' name. And we say the Lord rebukes you concerning your tormentings and concerning your temptations concerning Tennille. We spiritually defend her on tonight. And so, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her life. We release strength to her. We command her focus to be shifted from fleshly eyesight, looking at the surface of things, to spiritual eyesight, looking beyond the surface. And so, Lord, we ask you to sharpen her and give her, if she doesn't have it, the gift of discerning of spirits, that she will understand you and why things are happening with certain people, and that her time is coming. It's just not now, but it's on the way. And so, Father God, we speak faith to her in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, we release faith with her to her, Father God, like the men did with the paralytic, so that she can get up and walk in faith. She will get up and walk in and believe in you and trust in you and have assurance in you and know that, Lord, you have never forgotten her and never will. And so we bind up satanic strategies against her mind, and we speak to every thought and every brain cell that's not functioning under the unction of the Holy Ghost, and we cast you down, every thought and imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, down into captivity to the obedience of the word of God. And so, Father God, we ask you to minister to this woman of God, and we ask you to begin to pour out into her all of you in Jesus' name so that she will overflow in your love, overflow in your joy that's everlasting, and overflow in your peace that passes all understanding. Lord, give her the strength to stop looking and focusing on people in Jesus' name, but also begin to draw close to you as your wife, Father God, as your Esther in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for giving her endurance through the process that as she chooses to focus on you, the thing she desires is going to show up in her face back to back. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare to be so in her name and in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over her life. We thank you, Lord, and we rebuke her accepting any counterfeits. She will only accept the one sent by you, even concerning marriage. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Prophet, did you have anything? Is the Lord giving you anything concerning to Neil? Amen.
You know, it's to Neil. Is it to Neil?
Mm-hmm.
You got to shut yourself in with God. God wants you to shut yourself in with him. He's going to, and he wants you to shut off the world. It's to understand what that means, meaning shut the outside out.
Yeah.
Just like what Prophet was saying, you know, even your eyes, what you see other people getting and things like that, like, shut that out. He wants you to shut yourself in with him. So shut the world out. The worldly things, the things you're seeing, shut it out. And get into him. Because he said in his word he'll give us the desires of our hearts when we seek him. Seek his kingdom and all of his righteousness. The things that we desire, the things that we need, those things will be added unto us. That's his promise unto you. Set yourself in with God. Get to know him. Build a relationship with him. An intimate relationship with him. Get to know him. And he's going to reveal things to you.
Amen.
He's going to open your eyes that you will see.
Amen.
You'll see. You're in fear. You see things. That's why the enemy is messing with what you're seeing. You're fear. He's trying to distort that. But remember, he puts up smoke screens, illusions. That's how he operates. But God is going to enlighten your eyes. Set yourself in with him.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, Tanil, even as Prophet Uniquely Chosen was speaking, something clicked in my spirit when she told you, she said, glory be to God, when she was speaking about how the enemy attacks you. And something the Lord just gave me, he said, those areas where we find ourselves weak at, that's where we're most powerful at. Where you get fought really hard at, it's because the enemy knows you're very powerful right there. And if you tap into that, he in trouble, off with his head. So his thing is to fight you the most in those certain areas. He does us like that. Catch that by your spirit and watch what'll happen. When you do like Prophet said, like he gave her to give you, watch what's going to happen, how God's going to build you up in those areas where Satan was fighting you the most. Amen.
My
Glory
God.
Be to God. Amen.
And one more thing.
Go ahead,
in regards that you were speaking. My God, Tamil, you'll be able to, because you're a seer, my goodness, listen, please hear what God is saying. When you get into that place with God, when you get that relationship with him, when he builds you up, because he's going to build you up. He's going to build you up. You are his. He's going to build you up. He's going to show you the plans of the enemy before they even attack. And then he's going to give you the words to pray strategically to abort the attack of the enemy. not
He's
only for
already
your life,
doing that. Yes.
Not only for your life, but those that are connected to you and
yes.
those that are assigned to you. You're going to be praying for people that you don't even know. You don't even know. You don't know them, but forget what God. I promise you. You're a mighty woman of God, a mighty warrior of God, and you are seer.
Yeah.
And you're God's battle axe in the earth. You're his battle axe in the earth. Mighty things will be done for you, mighty woman of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, and glory to God for how he's flowing in this atmosphere. We're just willing, and we're excited. Amen. We love you,
mm-hmm.
Tenille.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Feel that for her. Feel what was spoken over her.
Say that again, Prophet. I'm sorry.
I said, let's feel what was spoken over her so there's no backlash. There is no
retaliation
of what was spoken over your life. What was said shall be, and it already is so. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And so, again, don't forget, people of God, amen. The number is 347-945-5416. And if you have a comment or a prayer request or you have a question, we welcome it. Just press the number 1 and we'll answer you right away. Amen. Amen. And so we're talking about what it means when you say yes to the Lord, starting with the church, because when you look in the world, first of all, Satan ain't moving nothing like that as it looks on the surface when it comes to the church. He's not winning. Hallelujah. Yes. If truth be told, he's not winning, because God always has had a remnant in place, because he know how humans are as free will moral agents. And so the thing is, we have to understand what saying yes means to God, because Jesus
yes.
showed us, when you say yes, this is what's going to happen to you too. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the next thing,
yes.
you're going to hear me do a list right quick, is when you say yes, it entails of temptations. Hallelujah. Yes. It tells of crying. And when I say temptations, glory be to God, Genesis 39:10-12, I'm reading Amplified, it's talking about, in case you may not know this story here, about Joseph and Potiphar's wife. Now, she knew who Joseph was. She knew he had to keep his integrity. He's a man of God. And it said that Joseph was very handsome and attractive now. 10-12, let's talk about it. It said, and so it was that she spoke to Joseph persistently day after day. But he did not listen to her plea to lie beside her or be with her. Then it happened one day that Joseph, he went into the house to attend to his duties, being faithful and loyal, and none of the men of the household was there in the house. Verse 12, Potiphar's wife. It says she caught Joseph by his outer robe, so she just going to make him give it up, saying, lie with me. And she was fierce with it too. Because it has an exclamation point right there. And it said, but he left his robe in her hand, and he ran and got outside the house. Glory be to God. Remember, you're going to be tested even heavier because you said yes. So instead of choosing to get in it, do like Joseph and get out of it. Get out of it.
Amen.
I know they want you to go back to that stomping ground, to that club, but if God didn't tell you to go there and get in there and win a soul, stay out of it. Glory be to God. I know they want you to touch on this in the church about what's going on, who's false prophet, who's the true prophet, and all this apostle stuff, who's the false apostle. But God didn't say get in that. He said, because that's not saving souls. That's not being about your father's business. Get out of that and run from it. Glory be to God. This is what we have to do in the church. When you start noticing spiritual siblings and things going on, even with spiritual leaders and stuff that you know is not God, don't get in it. Run and get out of it. Hallelujah. Because see, that's a temptation. Don't do that. It does not glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. And so crying is entailed of that. 1 Samuel 1:7-8, it said, this is about Hannah. If you know about Hannah, according to their culture, if you had a barren womb, they looked at you as cursed. They were sympathetic on you and looked at you as like, wow, as a tragic. And it said in verse 7, as he did so year by year, talking about her husband, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. who provoked her, Penina, the other wife, and therefore she wept and did not eat. And then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? See how inconsiderate people can be? Even those who love you. They've been around you this long, and you've been walking with God, and they don't see what you're enduring. How is it that you don't see what I'm battling with? How is it that you don't see how I'm being tormented? How is it we live in the same house and you don't see how Satan been attacking me in this one area that I'm learning how to overcome? Not survive it, but overcome, because God, Jesus said we overcame. He said, I overcame the world. I didn't survive the world. I overcame it. Hallelujah. And he said, why eatest thou not? You mean tell me you married to this woman, you don't even know why she's not eating? And he said, why is thy heart grieved? You living with this woman, sleeping in the same bed with two wives, and you don't know why one heart is grieved when one has a barren womb and one has a fruitful womb? He said, am not I better to thee than 10 sons? See, the spirit of selfishness is all about him. And it said in verse 10, when you go on down, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. You're going to be crying through this walk. I can say that now. I've done a lot of tears, even in barren seasons. Hallelujah. But they will not be shed without any reward. I can guarantee that. Just to go down the list right quick for the sake of time, amen, for the other things the Lord gave me, spiritual groanings come when you say yes. Travailing comes. That's why we need spiritual midwives. Pain comes. Look at Jesus. Suffering. That's part of it. Anger, but don't sin. Don't sin when you get angry. Remember, Jesus even got angry. Not being able to hear from God at times. That's in Matthew 27:46. Because Jesus said, it said about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud, agonized voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And it wasn't so much that God has left you, beloved. It was that God hated sin, and Jesus was bearing all of our sins. Jesus Christ. He was bearing on the cross every sin, every sick, you name it. He was bearing it. And see, God hates sin. It can't even be in his presence. That's what it was. It wasn't because of Jesus. It was because of what he was carrying on him. Glory be to God and what he bore on him. Also, patience, endurance, resilience, meaning you got to stop taking to heart what people do even in the church against you. Because it's not, remember, we're not wrestling with each other. Humility, you got to get low. Faith, perseverance, hope, servant unto others. You have to be willing to put others first. Forgiveness. If you can't even be a heavyweight or be a true leader without a forgiving heart. Silence is golden. Sometimes God's saying, just shut your mouth, don't fight. I know they're lying on you. I know it. I know they lie. I know they got false witnesses, but be quiet. Let me fight this. I can get to them better than you. I can get the gathers better than you can get them. Thinking before you respond. You have to think first. Before you respond by the Spirit or react out of your flesh emotions and opinions, think first before you do anything. Watch your mouth and control that tongue. Just because of what you're seeing doesn't mean that's the truth. That's the surface. Wait a minute. Don't judge nothing before it's time. Be selfless, because remember, this is not about you. Hallelujah. You have to be also remembering that saying yes means denying yourself. Denying yourself. Because self-gratification is satanic worship. And last but not least, carry your cross. My God, because you don't know who all you have to carry. You may have to carry your mother, and she 80-something, because she still ain't allowed God to help her yet, and you're her open door for healing and deliverance. You're going to have to carry your cross. You're going to have to carry your cross. Amen. Prophet, did you have anything to say as we get ready to close? Amen.
Wow. You said a mouthful. I think the prophet's still trying to digest all that you just said. My God. My goodness. I'm not even gonna add to what you just said. All that you just said that you may have to digest. Look, that was a lot that you just said. When you were speaking about the temptation, that the Holy Spirit took me into when God was in the garden, and then when He was telling the disciples, you know, to sit here and pray, watch and pray, watch and pray, and they fell asleep. They couldn't stay up, And it wasn't so much to watch, yeah, watch and pray for me, but it was more for them. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
Wow.
What orders? Those are commands that was given. And they couldn't even stay up and pray. And it was their flesh. It's like you said, we're not, it's the flesh. That's why God said you have to continually be in the spirit, because your flesh will fall asleep. It wants you to fall asleep. But you are to watch and pray so that you will not fall into the temptation of the world and all that's going on in it. All I'm adding on to what you said.
Amen.
I
should go on,
but I'll just stop there just for the sake of time.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I mean, it's a privilege and an honor to be here and to flow with another prophet, God's prophet, not Jezebel's prophet, because she had false prophets under her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God has his prophets. Hallelujah. That's
Hallelujah.
Always standing. And
Hallelujah.
So we bless God for you all. Amen. In this hour. And we bless God for the people here. Oh, we have a bell. Amen. Praise God. Good
bell.
Evening.
Hello, how y'all doing tonight? This is Jason on the spot. I'm just coming in to let you know, give you some information, heads up, that this minute is going to be opening, going to be a new chapter at 4 o'clock. We're going to bring in a billing, and that we pray actually for you. If you can attend, it's going to be next Sunday, 4 o'clock, Orangeburg, South Carolina, on the Cambridge Road. Boys Club.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Say it again, Prophet.
I said his phone was going in and out. I could not understand what you said.
Okay.
We're going to be moving into a new territory next Sunday afternoon. It's going to be the first time in this building. It was church before, and now we're going to restore it. And it's at the Boys and Girls Club on the Cannon Bridge Road. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, if you're in the area, will you please stop by? We're inviting you.
Oh, amen. That's awesome. I always love the Boys and Girls Club. Amen. I always love. Amen. Look at God. Amen. And bless God for what he's doing. Amen. We rejoice and celebrate, and we're going to keep you all lifted up in prayer, because that's what we do in the kingdom. We are our brother's keeper. Amen. And thank you for sharing that with us. You all keep that in mind. Amen. Spread the word out. Because that's what love does. It's selfless. It's not about us. Amen.
Amen.
It's about us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. And as we're closing, if you need to give your life to God or rededicate yourself, just repeat these words after us if you can. Amen. Father God, amen. I confess that I have sinned on purpose and not knowingly. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for every sin I've done on purpose and not knowingly. My mind's made up, no turning back, no going back to Egypt, no surrendering to Pharaoh, and no looking back at Sodom and Gomorrah. But I choose to say yes, looking towards Jesus and looking towards the hills from which cometh my help. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I say yes, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. I choose to surrender all to you, my mind, my heart, and my soul, Father. It's in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. We love you all to life, always and forever. Amen.
Yes. Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you, Prophet.
God bless you, Prophet. Love you.
Love you, too. Love you all.
My soul from all of it. He's alive.